Please close your eyes. Where there is a spirit, there is liberty. Where there is a spirit, there is power. Where there is spirit, Jesus moving on these places. Somebody say hallelujah. Close your eyes. Where there is a spirit, there is no tear. Where there is a spirit, there is no failure. Where there is a spirit, there is no disease. Where there is a spirit, there is anointing. Everything is possible to our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing is impossible to Jesus Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. Everything is possible. Dear Father God, I praise you. My Savior, my Father, my loving Daddy, I praise you, Jesus. I know you are here. I know you are moving in this place. The blood of Jesus Christ falls upon each and every person in this place. His blood is powerful. His blood is righteousness. Shamaratara Shakadaku. If you fill with the power of the Holy Spirit, you can defeat the Satan. You can defeat the thoughts of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. There is no chance to Satan because Jesus Christ dwells in your heart. Because Jesus Christ dwells in your house. Glory, Shalamalatara Shakalakalaba. You are special to God because you have a Spirit of God. Fire of God. Glory, Shakalabara. There is no chance, no place for Satan. You will break the kingdom of Satan through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the praying in the tongues. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Jesus Christ is only Savior on this earth. Jesus Christ is only God on this earth. Oh, mashallah, He is living God. He is living God when earth created. Shakalabah, He is living God. When we pray, answers will come from heaven because we have the living God. Oh, shalom. Jesus, I praise you. I thank you, Jesus, you gave me your tongue in me. Glory, Shama. Lord, lead me, move me with your spirit, and deliver your wonderful word. I'm asking in the mighty name of Lord Jesus Christ. I love you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Reverend. When I'm in playing, reading my Bible, and praying, I heard a name, Leonie, with spelling. I think somebody is talking in the play. I think this is not a vision from God. When I came here Wednesday evening, God showed his finger and write a name with his finger. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. It means we are all under the finger of Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody open Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Many people pressed upon Lord Jesus Christ because he had the word of God. Many people recognized that the word from Jesus is power. Many people recognized that the word from Jesus Christ will give deliverance, give prosperity. Finally, he saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. These fishermen worked very well last night. What's happening here? They did do hard work, but they didn't get anything. No fishes in their nets. So they are cleaning their nets. God wants to meet them near the lake. I am the ninth child to my parents. I have a younger sister, and before my sister, and the ninth child. I came from a poor family. My dad is a Hindu. He is an idol worshipper. Before my birth, they don't know who Jesus is. After my birth, my dad knew Jesus is his savior. He accepted Jesus as his personal savior, but there is a problem. My dad went to Lutheran church where there is no spirit, no liberty. Somebody say hallelujah. So I grew up in the church is called Lutheran. I grew up without spirit, no praising, no Bible, no prayer. I am a common Christian. But from my family side, I did not see love from anyone because I am a last one. No one can love me. Everyone rejected me when I am in childless. I have studied in Telugu medium government school. It is not expensive, but government will pay the money. I have studied in Telugu medium school. It is a common, normal school. No one cares in the schools because that is not a special school, that is a common school. I went to Telugu medium school and I have studied. I know Jesus Christ, but I do not know who He is. I don't know how Jesus can do the miracles for this year because I grew up with a spiritless church. When I passed degree or bachelor's degree, I went to work and I have studied a master's degree in business. I have studied master's degree in arts. With my own money, I have worked in as a paper boy. I have worked in bars to raise my basis and pay the fees in the colleges. But I never ever received love from my parents and my brothers and sisters. When I finished MBA, I went to city called Vishakhapatnam and I got a good job there in the bank sector and I got good salary, very good salary. It is equal to 1300 to 1400 Australian dollars. Because I'm a distinction student, I got 90% in my MBA. My heart was filled with too proud because I'm getting good salary. So I never depend on anyone. I worked and came to my room and spent time with my friends and do lots of bad things. Lots of bad things. Satan was buying me. After that, no church, no Bible, no prayer, only work and get salary and enjoy with friends. I worked for 4 years. At the time, no peace in my heart, no happiness in my heart. I'm working, but no peace and no happy. One day, in 2007, the month of November, an unknown disease entered in my body, the unknown disease. If the disease collapsed in, the disease collapsed me. There is no strength in my body. I never ever go to work because I do not have health in my body. And I called to my parents, I will be dying soon. And I came back to my town and they admitted to the hospital. They admitted in the hospital. Doctors told to my parents and to me that I will not live few more days. I will be dying. I am in the ICU. At the time, I am in the ICU. My parents left me. Nobody in the hospital. And no peace, no happy in my heart. Because still I am with Satan. At the time, I remember Jesus Christ can heal every disease. I remember that word. And I got tears and asked Jesus, If you give me life, I will live for you. I ask Jesus, Jesus, if you give me life, I will do your will. I don't know who Jesus is. I don't know. How can I work on this earth for him? But I accept that Jesus. Jesus, I commit with Jesus. Jesus, I want to do. I want to do your work if you heal me. But no healing in my body. I prayed with 1 hour. I don't know how to pray. But tears was not stopped from my eyes because I have fear that I will die. I have fear that I will not more live on the earth. That every sin comes from my eyes. What I did with my friends. The fragrance from my body was very, very, very bad because of Satan lives in my heart. At the time I asked Jesus, Jesus, if you leave me, I will die. I asked Jesus, if you leave me, I will go to heaven. I asked Jesus, if you accept, I go to the hell. And prayed with 3 hours. I have prayed with 3 hours. Jesus, only one word I have used. Don't leave me. Don't leave me, Jesus. I cried and cried and cried. My tears was not stopped. No one can stay with me in the hospital. At the time, my legs was not working. I was unable to walk. Because it is the unknown disease from Satan. I prayed 3 more words and no strength in my eyes, no strength in my mouth to pray. And I slept. Immediately, after 1 hour, Jesus appeared me on my right side. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus appeared. That is the winter, very, very cool outside, but in my room, very, very hot. Because Jesus came into my room, he heard my prayers. Hallelujah. Do you know I am a sinner, but he heard my prayer. Somebody say hallelujah. God can hear the prayers from the sinners because he loves us. He came to my room. He appeared. He is very tall. He is very tall. His face was very handsome. No one, any others like on this year. He is only handsome on this year. I recognize that he is Jesus because his wounds, I saw his wounds on his hands. He's very sad. I saw his face. Do you know what he did? He is praying. He is praying. He is praying. He's very sad. He got tears. Tears, got tears from me. When we preach for communion, he is right side of Father. He is seeing each and everyone. At the time God said, summer face and God hear my prayer. That's what immediately he came to my hospital. I'm not the right person to see his face. I'm not the right person because at the time, Satan makes it. His face was beautiful. He's getting tears. Very silent in the room. Very silent. I am unable to get up from my bed. But what they did was immediately I fell down from my bed. Immediately fell down from my bed. want to touch his feet. But his feet was disappeared. But his face was appeared to me. You know, at the time my name is Kranti. My certificate name is Kranti. This name was filled with sins, filled with Satan. God starts to talk with me. Are you believing me? I said, yes, Jesus, I believe you. Again, are you ready to work for me? I answered, yes, Jesus, I will work for you. And God told me, I am changing your name as Samuel. Somebody say hallelujah. There is no Kranti, there is Samuel. New man from today. New things from today. New God from today. You are born again from today because I appear to you. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Because God came from the heaven to save this sinner. This unknown man. Because he loves me. God came to the earth not for righteous, but he came to the earth for sinners. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God told me, I have chosen you. I have chosen you. And God told me, this is came from Satan. He requested from God. God told me, the medicine in the head of this disease, medicine in the head. Immediately, an angel came and take an injection. There is no need in the injection. Somebody say, hallelujah. There is no need. There is no need. I think, how can the medicine enter in your body? Jesus said, everything is possible. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That medicine entered in my body and immediately I have received the healing from heaven. Hallelujah. No bondage of Satan, no bondage of death, no bindings in me because Jesus Christ entered in me. The power of the Holy Spirit entered in me. The medicine of the heaven entered in me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Immediately get up from my bed and came out with my clothes and I called to my parents, please come and pick up me from the hospital. They were shocked. What's happened? They thought that before a day I can talk like that. They thought that I'm dying, so he want to see his brothers and sisters. They were shocked. In the hospital, the doctor was shocked. I came out from my bed. I went to the doctor's room and asked him, please, again, me. I want to go to my home. Again, he checked. There is no disease in my body. He said to me, for tests, blood tests, scanning, everything, X-rays and everything, there is no disease. That disease will disappear. I told him, he is a Hindu man, I told him that Jesus Christ healed me. Immediately he said, oh, because Jesus was praised in that place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I waited outside of the hospital. My father and mother came to the hospital and asked me what's happened. I answered them, Jesus Christ healed me. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus Christ healed me. And again I answered to my parents, I have a promise to Jesus that I want to work for God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Immediately I went home and I went to my room and crashed every certificate. I crashed every certificate. I have 4 master's degrees. 4 master's degrees can never ever save me from the hospital. A bank balance can never ever save from the hospital. Nor my parents, nor my brothers, nor my sisters, never ever save from the hospital and from disease. But Jesus Christ saved me. Jesus Christ has willing upon me. Jesus Christ has a special plan upon me. That's why He saved me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I came to my home and I told my parents, I want to go for the Holy Spirit to find us. They refused because they are goodness. Why you can stay here? Go to church and come and spend time with me, with us. But I refused them and I went to the Holy Spirit when He passed. Because this is the first time hearing about the Holy Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I went to the Holy Spirit class and learning things. I'm learning, receive the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm learning how to pray in the tongues. I'm learning how to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm learning how to receive the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Learning. You know, on some day, I met one girl. In the steps, the church, the training class. God told me, you can go and speak with her. I asked God, what has the God told me, she wants to attend suicide after the thing. I went to her and asked, are you ready to make a suicide again? She was shocked. Who told you? She asked me, who told you? I answered her, Jesus told me. She got ears. She is a Christian. Who is the wife? She is the wife. I told her, don't make any plans. Don't commit suicide because Jesus Christ is our Lord. She told me, I know Jesus. I know Jesus, but I don't know about Jesus. I know Jesus, but everyone left me. I don't have any moms here because Anusha's parents was left her. When she is 2 years old, Anusha's grandmother was taking care of Anusha and the grandmother was passed away in 2007. So no one take care of her. So that is the cause she wants to make a suicide. I asked her, are you ready to receive the power of the Holy Spirit? She told me, yes, I will. I asked her, please come and join in the class of the Holy Spirit. She is ready, but she is unable to pay her fee in the Holy Spirit class. Again, I answered her, I will pray for you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have introduced the Holy Spirit to my wife. At the time, she is my friend. We received the Holy Spirit. Anusha went to her village. And I came back to my village. And all the time I spent in the prayer. All the time. In a day, I read 100 chapters of the Bible. In a day. Without 100 chapters, no meaning, no word. That is my commitment with God. I want to receive the knowledge of the Word. I asked God, I want to receive the knowledge of the Word. Jesus said, you can read the Bible. You will receive. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Again, I met Lucia after 5 months. God showed me, you can go and talk with her. And I started to talk with her. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to marry me? I asked her. She answered, yes. Because she got a vision from God, you can go and marry Pastor Seth.
Hallelujah.
I came to my home. I came to my home and I shared the same thing with my parents. I want to marry Anusha. They are shocked and asked, who is Anusha? I told them, she is my friend in the Holy Spirit class. Okay. She had any property? No. I said no. She had good parents? No parents. So she had nothing to give joy to you. Yes. I told my parents, she had nothing, but she had Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Immediately my parents and my brothers told me that you can go out from the home. Yes, I accepted them. And I came out from my home with two pairs of dresses because I have commitment with God. I have commitment with God to do His work on this earth. Not for parents, not for my brothers, not for my sisters. I came out from my home with hopeless. I came out, and Anusha also came out from her home. We went to other district and we were married and came out other village and we have started to pray together. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have started to pray and ask God. God, we never ask God bless us, but we ask God, we want to start your work in this village. Somebody say hallelujah. We never ask God to send money, but we ask God, give me your power and authority to touch many people in this village. Somebody say hallelujah. We have started the work in the village. We have started prayer. Always prayer. If the things knock at my home, that is the fasting day. Somebody say hallelujah. If there is no rice, no sugar, no tea powder, that is the fasting day. Somebody say hallelujah. All the time we spent fasting. We have spent the roofless house. We covered like this cloths or roof. Because we have a desire, this house can never take us to heaven, but Jesus Christ can take us to heaven. Hallelujah. A good house can never take us to heaven. A good clothes can never take us to heaven. But Jesus Christ can take us to heaven. Somebody say hallelujah. We have God, a powerful God in our hearts. I know that I have a powerful God having powerful plans in my life. You know, I never think of tiny things because I have a powerful God. He is willing to give powerful things in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are praying 3 days, 3.5 days. We are very, very hungry. We are very, very hungry. Don't have anything at my home. We ask Jesus, are you able to give something to eat? And this evening we will spend some time in the fasting. I ask Jesus, we open the door. He is waiting for us, rice and other things. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We don't know who kept those things, but we believe that Jesus Christ put those things for us. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At the time, we are very, very needy. We are very needy. When my wife is pregnant, first time, when she wants things to eat, and never ever provide for her because I don't have money. One day she asked if she wanted to eat chicken. I went to the chicken house, you know, shop. I asked her, the chicken owner, shop owner, would you please give the legs of chicken, like a bottom of legs? Would you please give the waist skin? You can cook at home. He told me, no things for beggars. Somebody said, hallelujah. I came to my home and I told my wife, I am not a suitable husband. have a wife answer. You are suitable because you have wonderful answers. Hallelujah. We have started our work there. We have started our work there. God has given me a gift that many young people attract me because I'm always preaching like stories of gospel. Many young people came to me and learning the things from me. And they are very happy to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. One day, I have gathered 32 young people. We are all praying in a room. Together, the Holy Spirit came into the room and touched everyone. Everyone starting to pray in the tongues. Everyone. That is new experience to the young people. Very new experience to the young people. They don't know how to pray in the tongues. They don't know how to receive the Holy Spirit. They don't know how to pray and receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. They received and started praying in the tongues. And each and everyone asking me, are you able to give me that praise in the water? Somebody say hallelujah. In one day, 32 young people were baptized. Somebody say hallelujah. Again, the next problem was came to me. The second problem was came to me. Because we are in the place of Lutherans. We gave baptism for 32 Lutherans, so the Lutheran elders was ignaced to me and to my wife. The second problem came to us. They came to my home and warned us, why you did like this? I showed the Bible, the baptism in the water is right. Not sprinkling is not right. I argued them and they have moved to their church and released the paper, so they wanted to cast out my wife and me and my youngest daughter. Somebody say hallelujah. They cast out us from that village. They advertise on the roads, don't talk with Pastor Sam Manushan, their eldest daughter. If anybody talk, they will find. If anybody go to their homes, they will find. If anybody invite them, they will find. Nobody come to my home. We are lonely in that village. Again, we are starting with praying, with fasting. We ask with God, did you leave us? Again, I ask with God, where are you? One night, God appeared a second time. With same face and same voice. Peace of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He showed me the chapter, John chapter 9. He showed me the words. The Pharisees cast out the one man when Jesus Christ in other town. Immediately Jesus Christ find out this man and came to meet him. That's right. Jesus Christ came to meet this man, not the Pharisees. Somebody say hallelujah. God showed me this verse, this chapter, and today came to you to find out how things are going in your home. Somebody say hallelujah. Again, he told me, he came to my room with angels. And God started to talk with me. I am giving you powerful ministry. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I asked Jesus, how can I, what is the solution for this problem? Jesus said, don't think for this problem, but I am ready to give you a powerful ministry. Somebody say hallelujah. I asked, what is that ministry? And Jesus told me, the ministry in the nations. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm starting to pray and asking God, Lord, how can I preach the gospel in the nations without proper knowledge in English? Without proper knowledge, knowing the English. I don't know English at the time. I'm a Telugu man. I'm a student from Telugu medium. I don't know anything of any word of English. I asked Jesus, please send the anointing of English upon me. Immediately he released the power. He released the power of English upon me. Today I'm speaking and preaching in English because the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. Because the great God lives in me. Because the great God has great plans in my life. Because he has chosen to preach the gospel in the nation. Somebody say hallelujah. I have been to Kuwait. I have been to Dubai. I have been to Nepal. I have been to Malaysia. Touching many people in the nations because it is the God's willing in my life. God has chosen me. I never had any dreams to preach the gospel in the nations. But God has dreamed. God has vision to preach the gospel in the nations. He has chosen me. My dear brothers and sisters, God has chosen me. God has chosen you. Take the word of God to the nations. Pray for the nation of Australia. God will bring revival through your prayers. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The one Moses led the many, many people. Maybe one of the Moses here to lead your country. Our Lord will lift Moses from the church of Elim to lead your country. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we have started prayer at our home and asked the Lord, Lord, give your strength and power. We have received his power and strength and we have started work in other place. And I don't have money at the time and I want to work with the pastor here in the Dima world. Do you know the miracles were starting from that day? What is a miracle means? Pastor Martin came to Dima world in 2010. At the time I am the event organizer of the crusade and youth meeting. Pastor Martin came and I went to his room last night. They are looking for a coffee powder. We have people, their pastors didn't understand English. I understood that Pastor Martin and team looking for a good coffee powder. And I went to the market and gave the coffee powder to him and I left the room. And Pastor Martin and team returned to Australia and I left the pastor in India. And myself and Anusha starting to pray, if Pastor Martin contact with us, we will do something in India. We will change the people. We will deliver the word of God in many villages in India, but we don't have any web address and email address of Pastor Martin. We have started to pray 7 days with fasting. Lord, please give the website address of Pastor Martin. Really, I don't know about Pastor Martin, about this church, and anything. One night, God showed me elim.com.au. I remember that immediately I woke up and wrote on the paper, and I came to the internet center and I opened. It is the right website address because through God working in me, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have sent an email. And Pastor Martin came to India in 2011, 12 and 14 because God has a great plans upon us. God has chosen. God has chosen to preach the gospel to the nations. God has chosen to preach the gospel in the villages in India. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, I have attacked 3 times in India by Hindus. I have attacked 3 times. But I never ever fear with attacks. I'm ready to die for Christ because I have a commitment with God to work for Jesus or die for Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Because I have a fingerprint of Jesus Christ in my hand. Hallelujah. The fingerprint can never match any other son this year because I have a special fingerprint. You have a special fingerprint of Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ chosen you. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, on this earth, the scientists, everyone found the artificial heart, artificial bone, artificial skin and everything, but they can never ever find the blood. Somebody say hallelujah. There is no artificial blood. If anybody needs the blood, take from another one. A scientist from Germany, he is not a Christian, he announces that this blood came from one God to close each and every one of this earth. Somebody say hallelujah. My dear brothers, you have a blood, that blood from the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a blood that sells from the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. The power of the Jesus Christ works in you. The power of the Jesus Christ blood works in you. You are the person ability to cast out every demon in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. You will defeat every disease by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the blood. It is closed upon you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus Christ flows upon you. You know, your breath says Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you breathe, if you lose, it says Jesus. He lives in your heart. Hallelujah. If the breath stops, you will die. If you die, no life in our heart. But remember, if you have Jesus Christ, you always live to meet our God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My dear brothers and sisters, I'm not the ability, I'm not the right person to preach the gospel in Australia. You know, because of the anointing of Holy Spirit, I am preaching the gospel and preaching the message in English because it is His will. He called me. Today Jesus calls you. I know that each and everyone have a good commitment with God, but you can verify what type of agreement you have with God. You can refine. Jesus came to the lake. The two fishermen, the fishermen there and washing their nets. Whole night they spent in the lake to get the fishes. But they never get anything. They are tired. They want to clean their nets and they want to go to their home. They are very tired. There is a one man. He is saying, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus came to him. Found him. He is the right person. Preach the gospel after Jesus Christ to the Jews. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus finds me. I am the right person to preach the gospel in the villages. Somebody say hallelujah. Yes. Third verse. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's. Somebody say hallelujah. Find out Simon's boat, not other's boat. It means Jesus wants Simon. Hallelujah. Today, maybe you are the Simon. Today you are the Simon. God wants you. Why God wants Simon? He said, and asking him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said, Simon, launch out into deep and let down your nets for a catch. Somebody say hallelujah. He is tired a whole night. Jesus came to him and asked him, take the boat to deep. If Simon knew who is Jesus at the time? No. 7 did not know who is Jesus. But he accepted the request from our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. Simon did not answer, "Hello man, whole night I worked and I didn't get anything. I am tired and I'm upset. I want to go to my home." Simon did not answer like that. When Jesus asked him, he immediately obeyed the word from Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. If you receive the word from Lord Jesus Christ, if you receive the vision from Lord Jesus Christ, you must immediately obey the word from God. Somebody say hallelujah. Simon received the word from God and his ability to take the boat inside of the lake. Deep. And again, Simon answered. But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, and your word, I will let down the net." Somebody say hallelujah. You know, one word touched my heart, that by your word. What is his word? His word is true. His word is a living word. His word is there in the beginning. From the beginning, the word is there. Somebody say hallelujah. This word is still living on this earth. Simon said that, "But because of your word." What is his word? His word is Bible. His word is Bible. Because the God's word, you take the words to deep in the water. My dear brothers and sisters, word from God is powerful. Word from Jesus is powerful and able to give miracles in your life. Words from God give you healing to your body. God healed me. God raised up me from the dead bed. Today you must believe the word from God. You must believe the word from Jesus. That word from the beginning. There is a word from the beginning. In the beginning there is the word. In the beginning there is the word. Did miracles for 7 days. Somebody say hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, you are the image of our Heavenly Father. You are the image of Heavenly Father. God made you. God made you as his image. Somebody say hallelujah. Simon here answered that, "At your word." Today, you must believe his word. When we are in troubles, when we are in problems, Satan wants to pull back. Don't believe Satan's words, but you must believe word from Jesus Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He dwells in your heart. You are the temple of God and temple of Father and temple of Jesus and temple of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. If you are temple of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of Holy Spirit flows upon you always. Not in the morning, evening and afternoon. Always the Holy Spirit power and authority and the anointing flows upon you. Lord, this Peter accepted word from God. This Peter accepted word from God and moved the boats in the deep. My dear brothers, you must know the power of the word deeply. You know what's happened in the Matthew chapter 4? Jesus bound the Satan through the word of God. Somebody say hallelujah. 3 times he bound the Satan by the word of God. If you have the word, Satan can fear to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have the word, you can receive the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Simon recognized that his word was powerful. The Simon recognized that his word was powerful than anything on this earth. Here, the Simon accepted the word from God. My dear brothers and sisters, why Jesus called the both of Peter? God knew that he is one of the powerful disciples. God knew the plans of our Father among these people. Somebody say hallelujah. Today, God asking you your word. Your word is your heart. God wants to enter your heart. God wants to enter your boat. Are you ready to take it deep of your heart? Are you ready to take in your heart? If you are tired, if you are unhappy, if you don't peace, don't worry, Peter taken Jesus deeply in his boat. Today, God's Jesus asking you, are you ready? Are you willing to give your boat to Jesus Christ? Somebody say hallelujah. Take him, take Jesus to your boat and take him deeply. God will find out something in your heart. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is our Lord. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Hallelujah. If we see Hebrews chapter 4 and 12, I will take only some more time. There is mentioned, word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The word is from God, is powerful and sharper. My dear brothers and sisters, you must have the power of the word, because it is sharper than any sword on this earth. It's word working in you. You will cut off everything with this word, with this sword, because of the living word lives in you. Somebody say hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus calls you today. Give your word and take him deeply. And God will do mighty things. God did mighty things to the Simon, to the Peter. Today God is willing to do many things to you. Somebody say hallelujah. Please close your eyes and close it now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for this opportunity. Father, I believe you are moving, still you are moving here. Thank you, Father, you touched the people, believers in this church. Thank you, Father, you are wonderful God we have. Father, thank you very much for this opportunity and the church members here. And thank you very much for Pastor Martin and Michelle, and bless them, each and everyone here, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all.